Americans feel favorably toward the United Nations? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Martin Edwards, associate professor in the School of Diplomacy and International Relations at Seton Hall University, describes his research into our feelings toward the world governing body and what our responses say about our country's interests in the future.
The United Nations is marking its 70th anniversary this year with an ambitious agenda, including new development goals for all countries and a recent climate change summit. What do Americans think about the United Nations? Working with a team of students, I evaluated findings from a survey of registered voters that was conducted last year by the Better World campaign. Overall, 58% of those surveyed gave the UN favorable ratings. This favorability rating was higher than the president's and more than twice as high as that of Congress. We analyzed the reasons that were given by respondents to explain why they gave the UN the favorability rating that they did. We learned the support for the UN is diffuse, and objections to the UN are specific. Respondents that had favorable views of the UN focused on its ability to solve global problems or to serve as a forum for diplomats to talk. So they answered why the UN is a good thing in general without much detail. Respondents with unfavorable views of the UN, on the other hand, tended to make a more specific argument, that working with the UN was harmful to U.S. interests. They described the UN's membership as hostile toward the U.S., and that the U.S. was not getting enough return from its financial support of the UN. So while supporters did not talk about specific benefits for the U.S. from engagement with the UN, the opponents were much more concrete. More research is clearly necessary to better understand the sources of attitudes about the United Nations. These findings suggest that one factor that shapes opinions is not demographic factors such as who the respondents are, but rather how the respondents think.
That was Martin Edwards of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.